2 months before what would normally be time for king salmon fishing, Kuskokwim residents have a sketch of what the summer conservation measures will look like. There will be no directed king salmon fishing. For other chum and red salmon, managers are setting no hard dates for the first gillnet opening, other than it's anticipated in the last week of June. As KYUK's Ben Matheson reports, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group last week painstakingly came to a consensus on conservation measures.
After going through several draft fishing schedules this winter, the working group ultimately did not set a firm date for the first gillnet opportunity for other salmon species. That's because even with no targeted fishing for kings, there will be kings caught in 6-inch nets for chum and sockeye. The working group expects the first period to be during the last week of June, but with this summer's priority of having more Chinook escapement, it all depends on the timing and strength of the runs. Area management biologist Travis Ellison told the group that it's hard to predict when chum and sockeye will outnumber kings.
As we show with the test fish data, there's about a week period there, or just depending on run timing, you might or might not reach that saturation point that we're looking for. From about the 18th of June through the 26th of June, it's really hard to pick that date.
The first opening will come when there are sufficient kings moving upriver to spawn, and when chum and sockeye greatly outnumber the kings. During the early king salmon closures, there will be opportunities for fishermen to use 5-foot dip nets to target chum and sockeye. Again, there's no date set, but the dip net fishery should be open in mid-June sometime, according to the motion that passed. After 2013's run brought the fewest kings upriver in history, managers and stakeholders are seeking to allow many more kings to reach spawning grounds. Bev Hoffman is a co-chair of the working group and says it's crucial to bring that message home.
You know, people are going to be hurt by this. This is hard. And there'll be a lot of venting, but the situation is what it is. And, you know, we can't fish like there's no tomorrow. Not on the kings, because it would be no tomorrow for the kings. And that's the message.
There may be a couple opportunities for people to at least have a taste of king salmon. The group is asking managers to find a way to allow up to 30 king salmon per village sometime in June. Tribal councils will be in charge of distributing the taste of fish as they see fit. And there are plans to distribute fish caught in the Bethel test fishery to villages up and down the river. As fishers work to feed their families, co-chair Lamont Albertson encouraged fishermen to take advantage of the river's non-salmon species during early parts of June. Managers anticipate allowing 60-foot whitefish nets with 4-inch mesh, but the group doesn't want them catching kings. They will submit an emergency petition to require the 4-foot nets to be used only as set nets during a period early in the summer. Some fishermen had drifted with 4-inch gear in 2012, apparently targeting and catching kings. Albertson says the conservation decisions this week were tough, but they're not decisions that could be delayed.
The decisions we make now will affect the population of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, the human population, 10, 20 years from now. And so this is a serious time, and we need to take real strong conservation measures. And I hope that everybody who's getting this message will realize why we have to take these measures, and we hope that they'll cooperate in every way that they can.
To that end, at the close of the meeting, the group put together the working group message that they'll take up and down the river to prepare fishers for a summer of conservation. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.